Dylan Sheenan was celebrating, which meant he was at Gray's Saloon in downtown Marietta drinking. He'd been at Gray's for a while, too, and had a decent buzz going. But since he wasn't driving tonight, crashing instead at Troy's room at the Graff Hotel so he'd be in town for an early morning meeting, he wasn't counting his drinks. Tonight, he was free to feel good. It had been a long time since he felt good. Months. Years. Not that anyone in Marietta knew. He didn't wear his heart on his sleeve. He couldn't afford to wear his heart on his sleeve, not as the youngest in a family of five boys. His brothers had been brutal. Maybe all brothers were tough, but Dylan learned early to keep his head down and his mouth shut. It was his mantra growing up, and his mantra going through school. As a kid, he drew no attention to himself, asked for no favors, and sought no special recognition. His dad, a third-generation Montana cattle rancher, was blindsided when the principal of Marietta High called to say that Dylan had been named the school valedictorian, and was Mr. Sheenan or anyone from the family coming to see Dylan receive his awards on baccalaureate night? Bill Sheenan couldn't fathom why Dylan would be selected, unaware that Dylan wasn't just a straight-A student, but the only student in the past 5 years to have earned perfect scores on the SAT. Dylan also kept quiet about his full ride to MIT, although, of course, his dad did know this, along with the details on how he graduated with a BS in 3 years instead of four. By the time Dylan had finished his master's degree, Troy had obviously figured out that Dylan had something special going on, and he backed Dylan's biomedical engineering startup, Tutro, with some serious dollars. The gamble on Tutro had paid off. Biomedicine and biomedical engineering was the future, and Dylan's engineering brain was happiest thinking, inventing, and problem-solving. The future appeared bright. Then, everything went sideways. Trey was arrested and sent to jail. Dad got sick. Then Dad wasn't just sick. His cancer was terminal, and there was no one else willing or able to run the ranch and be there with Dad while he died. Of course, Cormac and Troy could have been options, but neither loved the land, not enough to live on it and work it. Brock had his own spread in Paradise Valley, but he still struggled to forgive Dad for all that Dad had put the family through and had suggested they just sell the ranch. Cormac agreed, adding that maybe Dad would be better off in town, at one of those nice nursing homes, getting the care he needed. Cormac and Brock's suggestions offended Dylan. He couldn't bear to think of Dad in a home. Dad was a tough SOB, but he was Dad. Family. Family, even a broken, dysfunctional family, came first. In the end, Dad still died, and Dylan hadn't just lost his father, but his company. He didn't like losing. How could he? He was a Sheenan. 9 months after Dad's funeral, Trey was released early from prison and back working the ranch. Dylan wasn't needed in Marietta anymore. He was taking stock of his options and reaching out to old friends from his MIT days when he got a phone call from one of the Tutro board members. Would Dylan be interested in returning? 3 years after losing Tutro, 3 years after being kicked out of the company he co-founded, Tutro wanted him back, dangling all kinds of salary and benefit packages in front of him. But Dylan wasn't going to accept just any offer. He vowed to make them work for it, to make them work for him. It took 4 weeks of discussions and negotiations before they got anywhere because initially, he wasn't going to go back. He was still angry, deeply angry. He'd been wronged, maligned, and Sheenans weren't built for shaming. So Dylan said no thank you to the first offer. He might have co-founded Tutro, but the company had been used and abused and left in the toilet while he was out, and it made him sick. They broke Tutro. They destroyed it. He wanted no part of it. He refused the second offer.